Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. In just a few moments, you can tune in to SD.net for the live stream, also on our Facebook page. We're going to have the Off at Brass here in the SDPB's Leo P. Flynn Gallery in Sioux Falls. They're going to play live for you in just a few minutes. But first, Voices in Democracy, Engaging, Empowering, and Enhancing the Democratic Process. That's the theme for a program series on Where Do We Go From Here. Panelists discussed various ways you can be involved and how to be most effective as an advocate. SDPB's Larry Rohr has this summary of the most recent town hall discussion.
When we think of making public policy, quite often we can only imagine hearing the voice of an elected official during a hearing. Well, not so, say the guests from the program in January. Short of running for office, they say you can be involved, from a vocation to a volunteer. Daryl Shoemaker works for Rapid City Mayor Steve Allender, and he's the former West River coordinator for Senator Tim Johnson.
You know, when the senator would hold a town hall meeting in Murdo or Kadoka or Hill City, and a lot of the most valuable times were those 5 or 10 minutes after a meeting, where we would sit down with a group of community officials, and they would roll out their maps, and they had some issue, like the water project, the West River Lyman Jones Mini Wachoni Water Project. That's how things got done. It was those 5 and 10 minute meetings with your congressional delegation, but also from the constituent side. The advocacy came from the staff level, where we would work with the Social Security Administration, the VA, the Department of Education, because people had issues, they had problems, and we were their advocates. We weren't attorneys, we didn't have a certificate on the wall. They knew that they could count on their delegation to work on their behalf.
At the local level in Rapid City, Karen Hall found her chance to contribute to a specific issue while she was attending a meeting for Democracy in Action.
And one day at a meeting, one of our members brought an article from the paper that I had just completely skipped over, and it said that they were looking for people to volunteer for a committee to write an ordinance in Pennington County for inspection of septic systems. And I'm a retired environmental engineer, so I thought, yeah, I could do that. It's not going to take too much time. And what turned out to be a 4-month commitment, took 2.5 years, and a whole lot of public meetings, and eventually we passed that ordinance, and now we're protecting groundwater in and around the Black Hills because of that ordinance.
And Shoemaker suggests that you can offer to help on a local advisory board.
It's simple. From the city level, it's a phone call away. It's going to the website, filling out a citizen interest application, getting that toe in the door. We have so many boards and committees that all the time there are vacancies. And our citizen interest application asks, you know, what's your first priority interest? What's your second priority interest? And certainly we have certain committees and boards that have specialty areas of expertise, but you know, we have an airport board, we have a civic center board, we have a trenching board, you name it, we've got it. And that citizen input is helpful. It helps guide the council members, it helps guide the city staff when they're working on ordinances and resolutions and policies. And so from the city level, it's simple as a phone call and a check to the website.
Of course, the beauty of our democracy is that you're entitled to petition the government as a citizen or with a group. But how you conduct yourself as an advocate can make a big difference towards your cause. To start with, Steve Zellner, former state budget director, urges you to appreciate that many elected officials are working part-time.
A lot of times our legislators are underappreciated for what they do, because first of all, I have to run for office, and then every one of them loses money serving in the legislature. There's no question about that. But they in South Dakota, they're accessible to their constituents. There's a lot of demands on them. So it's easy to get frustrated with the legislature. It's easy to get frustrated with individual legislators that you may not agree with. But as an institution, the thing works. And it works because our citizen legislators come to town, they work hard for 2 months, and then they work a lot during the interim as well. But they get the job done. And I think a lot of times people don't appreciate what our legislators do.
And that goes for township and school boards and many city and county commissions too. But part-time or not, Karen Hall recommends being professional.
I think one of the most important things is when you approach your legislator or your elected official, whoever that person is, be respectful. I have seen some pretty astonishing encounters happen between citizens and legislators where the legislator walks away feeling so put off that he or she will never take the position of the person that has just verbally assaulted him or her.
Keep in mind that an issue important to you may not be as important to someone else. Former Secretary of Health Kitty Kinsman says that you can help your position by understanding the governing process.
When you have an issue that's important to you, it's important to you. They may have, and they do have, many people who have issues who are important to them. And navigating kind of the process of decision making is important for, I think, constituents to understand how a bill is passed, kind of what the schedule of hearings are. And that communicates, back to Karen's point, a respect for the individual and the process that you've taken the time to really understand how things work. And then they are more likely, in my view, to be understanding and helpful to you.
And if you can make your point with a personal opinion or personal connection, both Schumacher and Kinsman say you can be more effective.
You would get much further if we could have a cordial conversation over the phone or in person, and we could gauge just about your knowledge. I mean, what's your knowledge on the issue? Is it emotional because you're being told from the national talking points? Or have you done your real research, and what's the impact on you, on your family? That's what would hit home more, I think, on the local level and with our delegation, is when we had that local input. Don't go by what the national talking heads are telling you, but at least do your homework. Come to your own conclusion and then share that with your elected officials.
And I think what Daryl said, to make it personal, my advice when I'm working with any organization who wants to get something done is to synthesize the main things that you want to ask a lawmaker to do, and then find a way to make it personal to them and to you, and try and bring those things together, because that's really what people are wanting to hear, is how it impacts them as a lawmaker and how it impacts you as a constituent.
And above all else, be patient. Program host Chuck Parkinson recalls the passage of the 27th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution regarding guidelines for congressional pay. It was originally proposed along with the Bill of Rights in 1789, but it failed to be ratified by enough state legislatures to be included, and it was lost to history for nearly 200 years.
In 1982, Gregory Watson, an undergrad student at the University of Texas, wrote a paper for a political science course arguing that the amendment was still alive. The teaching assistant gave him a C. And so at that particular point, he started a letter-writing campaign to state legislatures in support of the amendment. In April 1983, Maine became the eighth state to ratify that particular amendment, and all of a sudden, things caught fire. South Dakota was the 12th state to ratify it on April 12, 1985. And on May 7, 1992, Michigan became the 38th state to approve the 27th Amendment. It only took 202 years.
The Voices in Democracy series continues February 27th at noon Mountain Time from the SDPB Rapid City studio. The topic, planting seeds for the future, developing and engaging young voters. For In the Moment, I'm Larry Rohr.